Welcome to the free podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our passion is people, and the next 30 minutes is going to change the next 30 years of your life.
She just wants to flirt, so I flirt right back. I just put in work, yeah, I work like that. Got me falling and it hurts, yeah, it hurts so bad. Falling and it's worth everything.
Welcome to the show, guys. Our most powerful adventure.
I don't even know what that is. I'm your host, JJ Rod. That's Oni.
And I'm Todd. I don't know what's going on.
We don't know what just happened right now. Cinderella got lost. Her carriage turned back into a pumpkin or something. She couldn't make it.
Bro, I think what happened to the mice?
Fairy godmother took a smoke break and she missed the bippity boppity boop. Something like that. I don't know what happened.
At least it's not raining in the jellyfish fields.
It is raining in the jellyfish
fields. Would you rather be in the jellyfish fields then?
I would. I'd be Judy chopping them. Judy chopping jellyfish.
Is that domestic violence because the jellyfish are really OnlyFans girls?
No, man. Put me in the simp corner. I'm going to be Judy chopping simps. Oh, yeah. I would like to travel back in time and Judy chop him.
That's assassination.
That escalated quickly.
I apologize, guys.
I don't even know what you're saying right
Folks,
now.
Folks, pay me no mind.
Did you glitch out?
Yeah.
I think he just glitched.
Todd the time traveler, folks.
Yeah!
I think that was Oni's mating call.
That was Oni's mating call? Oh, my Lord. Was he mating with Groot?
What the heck? I mean, I'd probably be screaming if I was trying to mate with a tree.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely hurt. Splinters everywhere.
You can't keep that guy down.
I'm glad.
Oh, my Lord. So on the last episode, we talked a little bit about what you really want in a relationship, what covenant is. Getting in the barrel. That's the goal. So this episode, we're going to talk a little bit deeper about what people really want to get out of that. And to understand that, we're going to have to do the five types of relationship first. Oni, what do you think?
What? I was naming the types. First off, you got your fire type, your water type, your earth type.
And then you got the avatar.
Nobody wants that, bro. Yeah.
The avatar. What are you, the airbender? Is that what this is? Those aren't types of relationship.
No, bro. No. The tree bender.
Because you're bending Groot over right now? Is that what happened? Lord. Ty, what about you? What kind of relationships do you think are out there?
One comes to mind immediately. My love-hate relationship with Galoopy.
Yeah, Galoopy's our mascot.
Head of PR or whatever.
She's our head of PR. Technically, everybody loves her and tells her how beautiful she is. We do meet a lot of people because of Galoopy. She wags her tail. She runs around in a circle. She eats everything.
Love-hate.
What does that mean?
I love to hate Galoopy.
You love to hate Galoopy? Or does she hate you? So what kind of relationship is that, though?
I just shrug my shoulders.
Shoulder shrug? All right, what else you got, Oni?
Fighting type.
Fighting type?
Dragon type.
Dragon type?
Yeah, Asian type.
Asian type. Those are not types of relationships. Type. There are fighting type relationships. We call those unhealthy relationships. Those are the ones you want to avoid. Healthy relationships. Are you talking about relationships or are you on Tinder again? What's going on right now? I mean, really? Are you swiping right on any of that?
You really stumped him with that one.
No, I don't know my right and my left.
Well, there's all kinds of types of relationships.
I thought relationships could only be romantic.
I thought there was one type of relationship.
No, there's 70-12. People could probably put a lot of different labels on it.
You mean with him, it's not 50-50?
What does that even mean? Does that mean your girl pays for half your dinner?
Yeah.
Since when did Oni start pushing the feminist agenda of splitting the bill?
That's weird, bro. Who does that?
I know what kind of split I want to get into.
Leave the tree alone.
Whoa. Yeah, leave Groot out of this. That's not what we meant.
That escalated way too quickly.
Is
romantic the most complicated, though?
Romantic is definitely the most complicated relationship because it's the deepest, it's the most involved. You got to be the
Christmas
most vulnerable.
Movies. They're the romantic relationships. Christmas movies. Hallmark.
Do you and Groot watch Christmas movies?
Yeah, that's the romantic relationship. Yes, we do. Me and Groot.
So Groot is the one in the Christmas movie because he is Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. A romantic relationship is a type of relationship.
How many relationships are there?
Ooh, pick me.
Oni, you.
Five.
There are five types of relationships. Yes. The first and most basic type of relationship that we see is an acquaintance. Oni, what about you? Do you have an acquaintance?
My mom. mama.
No. Ooh, no.
That's terrible.
What would you say an acquaintance type relationship is?
How about the person up at the corner store or the gas station?
That's a good one.
Acquaintance to me would be dude I pass in the grocery store. Yeah, he works there. Employee at the grocery store. What's happening, dog? Yeah, he's in a wheelchair and everything. You know what I mean? He's cool as hell. I call him Hot Wheels. Need for speed, bro.
When you think of acquaintance, I want you to think more somebody that you interact with by default, like work or school. You have to go to work. You have to go to school. Those are places you have to show up, people you have to talk to. Those are those types of relationships. Now, what Oni's talking about is the second type. That's community. So when you go places and you see people that you want to see, that's kind of the difference, right? So community is more like people at church, you know, just people you see out and about, or it's somebody in your neighborhood. Maybe you're out walking your dog and you see the neighbor, right? Those are community type relationships. So the difference between acquaintance and community is kind of like places you have to be around people and places you run into people that you choose. Everybody has that coworker, that schoolmate that's just a total jerk and you don't want to talk to them, but you have to.
Who really wants to put up with Oni?
It's really
Oni. My girl barely wants to put up with me, bro.
I know. You get put on the same project at work or the same job task, or if you're at school, you might get put in some kind of group together. Give us an example of an acquaintance, somebody you have to have a relationship with. So let's hear your story, Todd.
Show us on the doll where the acquaintance touched you.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, you made that weird.
There's always the one kid for the group project who does nothing.
That was me.
That was you in school, Oni? Are you that coworker now?
Yeah,
the coworker that's always there but never contributes anything?
No, bro. I'm the funny one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe just clown.
Or is it funny because he's making out with Groot? The funny.
Groot.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, that pretty much is the story. You get put in a group for a group project. It could even be two people sat there stuck with a much larger workload because you were forced to be with this person.
So it's almost like you find yourself in a relationship where the person's taken more than they're given.
Yes.
Interesting concept. We may get into that more later. Real quick, I'll give an example of a community relationship. I go to church with people, wonderful people. I see them all the time. Sometimes we go to each other's house. We have supper together. We have a great time, or we'll have a movie night, or we'll do something fun at the church. That's community type relationship. Just to distinguish the difference, that's somewhere you choose to show up. And that's where an acquaintanceship can change into a community type relationship because you're choosing to spend time together. Everybody can relate to this. So you got acquaintance, you got community. Let's move on to the third type of relationship. Friendship. Oni, what do you define friendship as?
Very, very abstract.
Yeah, man, I'll hide that body.
I don't think that's friendship. That's more like mafia.
Are you saying the mafia aren't friends?
I don't think they're friends.
Danny, get this guy.
I don't think they're friends. I think it's a little different than that. All right, Todd, what about you? What would you define friends as? Oni says hiding a body.
Brotherhood. Someone you openly and choose to spend time with. I worded that so terribly.
Spit the garbage back in the dumpster and try again. Can I get in your dumpster?
Weird.
Can I put a body in your dumpster?
We're definitely putting a body in the dumpster.
I could use some company.
That got so dark and morbid. Todd, you say it's brotherhood. That's cool. So a friend is somebody you definitely choose to spend time with, kind of like community, but it's a little bit deeper than that. It's people you let into your personal space.
People you trust.
Yeah, people you trust being in your circle. Somebody you're going to invite over to your house. I think of you more of a community type relationship. I'm going to meet you there. But my friend, you're coming over to the house and we're riding in the same vehicle. But in a community type relationship, there's a little bit more of a boundary
there. I don't really know you that well. I'm not going to just get in your vehicle.
But I have all this rope in the trunk if you just get in.
Hey.
And zip ties and duct tape.
Yeah, we know Oni will get in.
I'll get in.
What about men and women being friends? Now, you see men and women in community type relationships and like group settings. You see them in acquaintance type relationships at work and school.
I don't want to be friends with Sally Sue, bro. Why would I want to be friends with you?
Because Sally Sue's really nice and she doesn't have a man in her life that can come over and change her oil and fix the light bulb and all this cool stuff.
I don't do favors, bro.
You don't do favors, but Sally Sue's so nice. And if she's your friend,
Sally Sue better call her brother, bro. You know, like I tell
her. What if she don't got a brother, though? What if she's an only child? And what
you
if
better
her,
call her daddy.
What if her daddy's dead? What if he passed away last year?
You better get Johnny over there from OS.
I think it's a losing situation. Most of the time I see it, it's always one trying to pursue the other. It's either a guy who doesn't realize the girl's trying to pursue him, or it's a guy pursuing a girl and the girl doesn't care.
Yeah, somebody's in the friend zone and whoever's in the friend zone doesn't want to be in the friend zone. friend zone. And so there's always this underlying dynamic.
That's another unattractive thing. It's one thing if you grew up with the chick and they're practically family, you know, you've been over at Thanksgiving, Christmas, pretty much family. I'm not changing Sally Sue's oil. It's not happening. I'm not giving you all of this free energy, bro, just for you to be like,
oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
No, I don't need that.
Yeah, you don't do favors, but looking out's a thing. You don't want to give all your time and energy to somebody for free that's not your chick. I get that. But at the same time, you know, if you see somebody broke down on the side of the road, there's nothing wrong with stopping to help them. That's not being a simp.
That's cool. I'm not going to let Sally Sue get hit on by no creep neither. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I see something, I will handle it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's looking out, because you would do that for anybody. You would do that for your sister. You would do that for your mama. You would do that for the lady at church or the lady at the corner store. That's the problem with friendships, right? Those lines get blurred. We're going to get deeper into that next episode when we talk a little bit more about what simping is and why that's an unhealthy dynamic. No, friendships between guys and girls are unhealthy. There should be a quality man in a chick's life, whether it be a brother, a dad, a cousin. That's going to be the healthy dynamic. That leads us into our next type of relationship, which is family relationship. So all these relationships, if you notice, they're kind of building on each other.
Oh, I know this one. Mama.
I can't read that loud.
So obviously family relationships are simple. Those are the people related to you by blood or by marriage. What's critical to understand here is that family is the foundation of community. So if we want a rich and whole community, we need rich and whole families. What's at the core of family relationships?
Mama and a dad.
Which is a romantic type relationship. The union between a dude and a woman. And now a lot of people are getting really butthurt and really offended right now because we're saying a dude and a woman and not a woman and a woman or a guy and a guy. So let's talk about this just for a second. Let me throw a couple statistics out there real fast. Lesbian couples are getting divorced at a rate higher than 80%, and the average relationship is 4 years or less. Heterosexual couples are getting divorced at an average of 50%. The average relationship is around 8 years. Gay guys are winning, bro. Gay guys are getting divorced less than 20%, and their average relationship is 12 years or longer. This shows the positive influence that a male has in the relationship. I just wanted to highlight that and bring that up. Statistics show gay dudes are winning. I mean, that's what the statistics show.
The numbers don't lie.
That's not the healthy dynamic.
I hate math.
You heard it here first.
Did
folks.
You say you hate math or you hate meth? I'm confused.
Both are bad kids.
It was kind of mumbled.
I hate when people put full in microwave.
Yes. You heard it from Oni. Folks, math and meth are equivalent. If you're doing math, you're basically on math.
Algebra? I did not hear a word.
A romantic relationship is the foundation of family, and family is the foundation of community. And we'll talk more about what a woman is and what a man is and why it needs to be between a man and a woman and why that's the winning scenario. Ideally, what it develops into is a long-term union between two people getting in the barrel. That's what you want. That's a romantic relationship.
No coffins.
Avoid the vampires.
I like fighting vampires, though.
All right, so you like fighting vampires. What are you fighting vampires for? Are you trying to save all the chicks in the world? Are you the white knight or what?
Nah, bro, I'm the silent assassin.
The silent
I'm here
assassin.
To save the world. I gotta get my cape out of the dryer.
Who are you saving the world from?
Hoes. The hoes is the vampires.
I kind of like teeth. I kind of like to get a little bite every now and then.
The only bite I like to bite to eat.
That's why you live in a dumpster, so you can have a bite anytime you want. So we've talked about the different types of relationships. You got your acquaintanceship, you got your community relationships, friendships, and you got family, which is people you're born and married to, and of course romantic. This is your partner. This is the person you choose to do life with. This is who you're getting in the barrel with. Let's take a quick music break. Let your brain rest. Everybody relax. Hopefully you're going on a great walk. Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're driving to work, doing something great. It better be great, because we're all great.
Get
we're great
out
people.
Of the basement, Johnny.
Go ride your bicycle or something. Listen
buy
to the podcast.
Dumpster.
No, don't buy a dumpster. Don't be like Grover the Grouch. Stay out of the trash. I'm gonna make it to the top if it's the last thing I did. Never kissing in a box. I've been working off the green, grind and do what it be. I said I'd do it and I did. You must see me stop, don't you must see me quit. I'm gonna make it to the top if it's the last thing I did. Never kissing in a box. I've been working off the green, grind and do what it be. I said I'd do it and I did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back from the music break.
Hi, guys. I feel good, bro.
I hope you all are enjoying whatever you're up to, whether it be a workout, a walk in the park, or just spending time with family.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. We like family. Let's talk about what fulfillment means for men and women in relationships. Todd, what about you? Do you think fulfillment's different for a guy and a girl in a relationship?
No, why would it be?
Not the same.
I thought we were the same thing, bro. I thought that's the whole reason.
No.
Isn't that what everybody says?
The president is the same, no matter who gets elected. Guys and girls are different, though. Ty, what do you think girls get from a relationship that you would call fulfillment?
They feel secure. They feel safe.
Safety, security. What else?
They don't got to worry about other guys.
Well, I mean, they might. Depends. You know, you're out in public.
But they want to worry about other guys. Ain't that the point?
I wouldn't want my girl worrying about other guys.
What does a guy get out of a relationship? What does he get out of it? Where does his fulfillment come from? If he's the one providing the safety and security and the comfort.
A loving wife.
She washes the dishes. She does the laundry.
Boobies.
Boobies. Guys get boobies.
Guys get boobies. That's it.
That's the fulfillment men are after is boobies.
Not far off.
And babies.
Boobies and babies.
I don't like kids.
Kids don't like you either, Tom.
That's not true, actually.
They're afraid of the noises that come from your dumpster.
Stop hitting on my dumpster, you crazy kids.
They hear the banging and they're like, it's Grover. I swear he's in there. That counts. Let me define what the word relationship means real quick. In the French, the word relation is relation. That means a connection. And in the Latin, relationem, that means bringing back or restoring. Very interesting. And then the ship part means a quality or condition, or from the root word scap, which means to create, ordain, or appoint. Wow. So a relationship is a connection that you create. How interesting is
that? Connection of ships.
Like a tugboat?
No.
Yeah.
Tugboat. Oh, my Lord. I can't with you guys. So it's a connection that's created. Do you think he gets his fulfillment from investing in other people? Seeing the reciprocation of that? Do you think that might be where a guy gets his fulfillment?
No. Believe. Tugboat. Not
tugboat. When people believe in him.
Ooh, that's a good point. When people believe in him.
So
like
not
that.
Tugboat.
That was a juju. Well, I mean, if he's got the gravy train.
Is there a train full of gravy somewhere? Where is it? I got biscuits.
A relationship is a connection that's created. How interesting is that? And that's where a guy really gets his fulfillment.
I know who does it. Bank robbers have relationships.
What? Why? Why does a bank robber have a relationship?
They have weapons.
What does that have to do with anything?
You have to like me. I have a gun.
No. You can't force it. It don't work like that. No. I was going to say, why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody if they don't want to be there? Well, that's not crummy. I don't want somebody around that don't want to be there. I want somebody that wants to be there.
Because I don't want to be by myself.
I mean, I guess, but I'm not going to feel very fulfilled in a relationship if the chick don't want to be there, if she's not invested, if her heart's not in it. If she's
and you
there,
can tell when her heart's not in it. And yes. You can tell when they're not invested.
Yes. And women would probably say the same thing about men all day. He's just never here. Let's talk about the five foundations of relationship.
So we got concrete, we got brick.
What other kind of foundations? No, you got St. Jude.
The donating foundation.
Not cancer foundations.
The Red Cross.
Not the children's foundations. Not building foundations.
What kind of foundations are there?
All right, let's talk about the first foundation. This is the most critical. What you guys got to understand is that if you don't have each foundation in order, the other ones can't exist. So you can't have the later four if you don't have the first one. Ty, what would you think the first most critical, important thing in a relationship is?
You can't ask him, bro. He built a Lego house without a foundation.
Oh, that's true. Bad time.
I may not be able to build Lego buildings. Would it be presents?
Why presents?
Do you have a relationship if you're not there? If I wasn't here right now and we weren't talking, would we have a relationship?
Did we just make a breakthrough?
This evening, there's been a breakthrough.
Presents. Let's talk about that for a second. Can you be present physically and still not be there?
For one, no chick wants to be around Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that.
But he's friendly and guys and girls should be friends because friends are good, right?
No, you got to be present, man. You can't pick other things over your relationship. It's not going to work.
So that's a little bit deeper than physical. What about in between there? What about like mentally present? What if you're sitting in the room and you're watching?
No, they can be guys that'll be there, stay on their phone and not be there.
Exactly.
Like, watch sports.
That's spending quality time together, right? We could sit in the room. We could be on the couch and we could both be on social media having a great time, right?
There's no engagement there.
Physically means not being there like Todd was saying. Mentally means maybe you're in the same room, but the other person's checked out. Maybe they're on their phone. Maybe they're doing something else. Yeah, watching sports is probably one of the worst for guys. They are so wrapped up in a game.
I have a question for you. What if they are still communicating with each other while doing separate things in the same room?
Well, in that case, I would say they're engaging with one another and that makes it count. But if you're stuck on your phone or you're so wrapped up in a movie or a sports game that you don't even acknowledge the person is there, they have to get your attention. Your attention is somewhere else. That's not being present. Being present literally means your attention resides with the person in the room.
So you can still do separate activities and still talk to each other. Me and my significant other do it all the time.
Right.
We will be present, be in the same room. I'll be doing something else. She'll be doing something else, but we're clowning. We're talking.
You still have each other's attention. Even though you're doing something for yourself, your attention is still there with the present moment with your partner. And that's the real difference.
Yeah,
right?
That's not saying you got to be around them all the time.
What do you mean I don't have to spend every waking moment thinking, breathing, texting with my significant other?
I'm not going to lie, Todd. I'm not sticking in your dumpster 24-7 with you, bro. No, not happening.
Why not?
I'm going to have to get out and take a shower at some point.
Yeah, I got to get out and get some fresh air or something, bro.
I got to wash the bananas off. Presence is physically being present. It also means mentally being present. And like what Oni alluded to earlier, yes, choosing your relationship over the rest of things, that's more of a spiritual presence. That doesn't mean your relationship is the center of your life. What do you think the next foundation is, Todd? So you're present, you got your attention with your partner on life, on goals, on things you're working towards.
If you think about it, to really illustrate that attention, would the core of that not be communication?
Granny likey. Yeah, communication. Oni, how do you think communication works? You just like scream at somebody till they hear what you say or what?
Or like, Todd, you have to like me, I have a gun.
You point a gun at them until they agree with you.
I mean, screaming works, bro.
No, it does not. Who have you ever screamed at?
Okay, so
and they didn't immediately shut off?
My neighbor, because I wanted to tell him something. I'd be like, hi.
No, that's like Wilson and Tim Allen.
We're communicating now.
So it could be verbal.
You can touch each other's head together and you can feel each other's emotion.
Is that what you and Groot do on the weekend?
Yeah. Me and Groot do.
You and Groot are head to head. Like, Groot, I love you. And Groot's like, brruh, 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 Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. Whatever the hell he says. I don't know what he says. You know, the feelings you're sharing, your tonality,
the energy you put off. I can instantly tell when my significant other has had a bad day or is feeling something. Instantly.
But if you're a dude and you don't pay any attention to emotions, how are you supposed to know what's going on with your partner emotionally?
Hey, man. Hit her with the club. Hit her with the club until she submits.
Well, what about spiritually on the deepest level? Like, how do you communicate spiritually? What does that even mean?
Let's make love.
I think spiritually communicating is being able to be vulnerable with each other and expose your true self, sharing who you really are, being completely vulnerable and not feeling any shame about who you are, sharing your true self with somebody.
That is the ultimate, bro. That takes a lot of cojones.
And you can't understand each other spiritually if you're not communicating physically and you're not communicating mentally and emotionally. Let me highlight one thing.
If you're not there.
Yeah, if you're not present, there's no communication. You cannot communicate with somebody if you're not there. The majority of communication happens in person. So there was a study done. 93% of communication is nonverbal in nature, which means if you're not present, you're missing out on 93% of what somebody's trying to communicate. And that was a study.
That goes for you, Macho Randy. I got to work all of my time away.
Yeah.
Sacrifice
everything.
Sacrifice everything. Something that's interesting, Jordan Peterson said that 90% of verbal communication uses only the same 500 words. How simple are we? We only use the same 500 words for almost everything.
I feel like we're using less and less of that, though.
Yeah, I think that's getting whittled down to like 12 words.
You want to know what word gets me? I'm not going to lie. I will probably not talk to you for a week. The letter K. If you send me K, bro.
Grover, what's today's letter?
I'm not Big Bird.
Today's letter is K. How you feeling today, Oni? K.
That really grinds my gears, you know?
I just want to point out something. When you're physically communicating, when your words and your actions line up, we call that consistency. Until you have that consistency in place, it's hard to communicate emotionally and mentally. If you're not being consistent...
Nobody wants wishy-washy.
Nobody wants wishy-washy.
That means, Mr. Macho Randy, you don't tell her, I'm going to get that tomorrow, babe.
Ooh.
And then a month later, I'm still going to get that tomorrow, babe. Ooh. Don't you worry.
Women everywhere are like jumping up and down right now, cheering and clapping.
And guys are shaking their heads.
That means when you say, girl, I'm going to do it, do it.
And sometimes life just happens, and that can prevent you from doing things.
Mayhem.
Where's he at?
Chaos.
So what about the next foundation? So if you're present, if you're there, if the communication's flowing, what do you think happens next, Oni?
We're robbing banks.
Todd? Like Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah,
like Bonnie and Clyde.
I mean, they trusted each other a whole lot.
So you get trust.
Yeah, but I'm not dying for you, girl.
Dang, that way ours.
As somebody sees you exposing your true self and being vulnerable with who you are, your words are matching your actions, you're being consistent. And then as they see that you're validating their feelings to them because you are picking up their vibe and what they have going on emotionally, they start to feel safe and they start to trust you. So what does trust really mean? It means believing in someone. What's the opposite of trust?
Worry. Trust is the opposite of worry. That's part of the secret recipe to the universe. That's why I bring that up.
So what we see a lot of times is we see this cycle that people get caught in where they get like suspicious of each other. They start doubting each other because communication breaks down, right? That's why you can't have one foundation without the other. If the communication's not going on, you're not going to have that trust there. And then you start questioning people.
Yeah, man.
Only made me do it.
How many crimes started with that phrase? Only made me do it. So if people aren't trusting each other and they start having this distrust, it creates this cycle and it creates this tit for tat blame that you see between people. How do you break that cycle? Who's responsible for breaking
that? Chop him.
Ty, what would you say?
Santa Claus.
No.
I'll tell you who's responsible. No. The government.
Santa Claus, the government. Same thing. Always watching.
Naughty or nice
men.
Always making a list. Why the man? Because men are supposed to be leaders,
bro,
right?
You're supposed to be the leader.
You're supposed to be the leader. We'll get more into next episode what a man is. All right, moving along. So you're present. You're talking to each other. The communication's flowing. You're feeling what's each other's heart. And now you're starting to trust each other. You're like, this person got my back. When you start trusting somebody, you start believing they're on your team. What do you call that?
Suicide Squad.
Not the name of your team.
What do I call it when somebody's on my team? I call it commitment.
All right, commitment. That's a good word for it. What about you, Todd? You got a word for it?
Brotherhood.
Brotherhood. But do you really want brotherhood with your partner?
Ride or die.
Can I touch your butt?
Ew. Brotherhood, commitment, we call that loyalty. You can't have loyalty. You cannot believe somebody's on your team.
You mean people can be loyal?
They can be loyal. And that's what people think about when they think loyalty. They think fidelity. They think like not cheating on each other. But what does loyalty really mean? It means consciously and continuously choosing something or someone even above your own self-interest. That's loyalty. That's it's heavy. A lot more than fidelity.
I was falling the sword.
No, not falling on the sword.
I will fall on
nobody
the sword.
Nobody wants white knight.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody
man.
Wants
yeah, they
white
do.
Knight.
They do want white knight. Hollywood projects the white knight to be everybody's focus.
What if I want to be the dark knight?
Ooh, I like
he's
that.
He's the guy.
Do what if I want to be the dark knight?
Not to worry about.
He's the guy she says not to worry about.
No, babe, he's cool. Well, I got loyalty. He changes my oil because we're best friends.
So if loyalty means choosing something or someone above your own self or interest, this means you put each other first, especially over everybody else. This means your purpose is the focus of your life and your romantic relationship is at the center of that purpose. Everything else is produced from this. Family, friendships, community, acquaintance. It all comes from that. Everybody has this idea that everything is produced in life to feed your relationship. But it is a relationship between a man and a woman feeds everything else because it's the right dynamic of energy. Exactly. I just want you to think about that. That's the misconception. Everybody thinks the whole world revolves around their relationship to feed their relationship with fulfillment. But it is the fulfillment you get out of a relationship that feeds everything else in the entire world.
So it's backwards.
Everybody has it backwards. We're back to tugboats. Crap. Back to tugboats. What do you think happens when you start to believe somebody's on your team? You're present. Mm. Things are going good. You're communicating. You're feeling the vibe she's putting down. She's letting you feel her boobies. You're having a great time. You trust her. And now you know she's on your team. Like all the boobie feeling. It's all these things. It's great. It's wonderful. What comes next? If you say fulfillment, you're going to be the tugboat.
I want to feel powerful.
You want to feel powerful? Drive a Bugatti. I don't know what to tell you.
Belief in me.
Belief in you? Well, how do you know your partner's believing in you? Shows through encouragement. That's the fifth foundation. What does physical encouragement look like? When you're there every day, your everyday actions are like supportive of the other person. And then emotionally and mentally, that's when you work to create the right feelings in each other. Because if you're just showing up being a jerk every day and tearing somebody down, is that really being encouraging?
Your job ain't that hard.
I work 10 hours a day and I put a roof over your head. What more do you want from me?
She just wants you to be there, Macho Man Randy.
And it gets a little deeper when you start encouraging
encouraging each other on a spiritual level. We'll get more into that later. But what's important to understand is if you don't believe somebody's on your team, then what they say is not going to build you up and encourage you. If you don't have loyalty in place, if you don't truly believe they're on your team because you see them choosing your relationship as a priority every day, you're never going to believe that what they're putting down is legit. You're just
It'll breed worry. You'll doubt yourself.
You know, it destroys your self-esteem. It undermines you.
I like your hair.
Oni keeps complimenting my hair. He's been doing it all recording session. I don't know how I feel about it.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous hair. It's good hair. It's great hair.
Are you jealous of my hair, Oni?
Can I shave your head?
To do anything in life, you need encouragement. So encouragement is like a sure sign you have the other foundations in place. Only when you see all the foundations in place do you really start to see fulfillment. Fulfillment is the product of all the foundations.
Full of mint.
So when you put all the foundations in place, your breath smells really nice.
You get Kit Kats.
No. You start to really get fulfillment. And this is what chicks really want in a relationship. They want these foundations there. They feel safe. They feel you're really engaged. You're really locked in. You're really making your relationship a priority.
And that's when the covenant happens.
Girl, I'll ride down there falls with you in this barrel. Let's do it.
All right, everybody. You gotta stay tuned to see what's happening with what's hotter and what's not right after this break. You could ever think if you know why you're doing something, that's all you need. I wake up ready for the day because I believe in everything that I'm doing like it was meant to be. I get fixated and captivated on learning things. Don't hesitate to ask questions, the answer that I need. It's out there somewhere.
Welcome back from the break, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to What's Hotter and What's Notter.
What's hotter or what's notter?
I'll tell you what's hot. This dang dumpster.
Say literally anything else.
He don't like nobody shaking his trash can. You want to be the villain? I'll be the villain. Kick your trash can.
Today, we're going to talk about girls chasing versus guys chasing.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Get out them jellyfish frills, boy.
I like it.
What's hotter? The girl chasing the guy.
Interesting.
What's notter is the guy chasing the girl.
But why not? But aren't girls pretty? Shouldn't guys be telling them all the time how pretty they are and liking all their posts and stuff?
Yeah, man.
Nah, you're being a simp. You're giving away all that energy for free?
Why is that a bad thing, though? What if I want her to have my energy because I think she's pretty and I like her?
What if she doesn't like you?
But who doesn't like me? Everybody likes me.
Not if you're in the jellyfish field.
Well, this kind of goes back to purpose, though. If a guy's supposed to be a leader and he's supposed to pursue his purpose,
why is he chasing? Nobody wants a leader that's going to chase anybody else. He's in the front. He's at the head of it. He's not behind.
Ooh, how interesting. So the leader leads by being in the front, not by being in the back, checking out that girl's rear end.
Yeah.
Divine
Chase, bro. Leaders lead. What you got?
Yeah, because like if you're not leading from the front, if you're chasing after a girl, it's like you're making that girl your purpose instead of your purpose your purpose. Was that too much purpose in one purpose?
Yeah. Nobody wants that, bro.
I thought girls like it if dudes give them all this attention and chase them. Don't girls want to be chased? Don't they want to play hard to get? Isn't that what that is?
To test.
They think they do until it happens.
And then you can't get this guy off your leg. You're like, yeah, I'm from there.
Then you gotta get the water.
It's like
that
little chihuahua.
You're going to get canceled on X.
Oh, no. We're not doing that.
Dang.
Take it back.
Dang.
No.
Dang.
Bad, Todd.
I think that was a crash out.
It's like you step on gum in the parking lot and it won't come off your shoes. Nobody likes it.
Chicks appreciate all the attention they're getting from this dude, but they quickly start to realize they're the center of attention and he's like putting them on a pedestal. They start losing respect for him because he's not pursuing his purpose like he should be. He's pursuing them. They realize they become the purpose.
You fool.
Girls are not built to
like
that.
No flowers.
So the right dynamic is for a guy to pursue his purpose, knowing his own identity, and then a girl that knows her own identity, pursuing him in that purpose to support him in that. Stay out of the jellyfish field, folks. We promote positive mental health. Join us for the next episode. We got great stuff coming up. We're going to answer, what is a man? What is a woman? It's the question of all questions, the question everybody wants to answer. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us, Swans. You're beautiful. You're amazing. We love you.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye. Bye. Everything I have.